This is CliffCentral.com.
Leah Besser is my guest. We're talking to her about being a food scientist, the owner of the Gourmet Grub business, and also, of course, because ABSA are collaborating with Leah at WEF Africa. Now, the World Economic Forum in Africa is taking place in Cape Town, 4 to 6 September 2019. The aim is to tackle issues by focusing on how to scale up the transformation of regional architecture related to institutions, infrastructure, integration, industrialization, and innovations. All eyes. Under the theme, Shaping Inclusive Growth and Shared Futures in the Fourth Industrial Revolution, ABSA will be erecting a centrally located dome which will house all of their activities during the WEF Africa. As conveners for discussions on matters critical to the continent and the Fourth Industrial Revolution, one of the points that ABSA will be discussing with their collaboration partners is the sustainable food system discussion. And to talk to us about that, about the latest advances in technology and food technology in particular that could reshape demand, enhance value chain linkages, and increase the effectiveness of the production landscape, we thought we'd talk to Leah. So Leah, it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Great, thanks for having me.
So how did you even get involved in this? Tell us a little bit about your background.
So I'm currently doing my PhD in food science, where I'm investigating insects as an alternative protein source. And about 2 years ago, I co-founded a company called Gourmet Grub here in Cape Town. And it was about looking at creating a modern way of bringing insects to the Western consumer. So we developed a dairy alternative from the farmed black soldier fly larvae. And we created a gourmet ice cream from it. So it sort of really tried to challenge how people perceived insects and try to change how they thought you could use it as a food ingredient. So by challenging people's perception, we've really created a bit of a hype in sort of the media. And, you know, hopefully that gets people more on board with acknowledging different protein alternatives and how they can be used in their diet. So I think it really fits in with trying to rethink how we grow, share, and consume our food, which is, you know, one of the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So it's about modernizing some of the food sources that we've overlooked up until now.
Well, I mean, this is fascinating from a number of points of view. Let's begin with the fact that we have a problem. The amount of protein that we produce and that we are required to eat as human beings now is getting ridiculous. And obviously, that means farming animals, and that does a huge amount of ecological damage. It deforests vast tracts of the earth. These animals themselves are responsible for some enormous carbon footprint, which is causing its own troubles. So we have challenges ahead, and feeding everybody and making sure that everybody gets particularly the amount of protein that they require every day means we have to look into areas that we might not have looked into before. If we park all of this discussion around insects for a second, chemically there is no difference between the proteins that insects are able to give us in terms of what we need to sustain ourselves and those which other animals can give us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think why insects are such a great option and sort of preferable over some of the plant proteins is you have the right amino acid profile from insects that you need to grow as humans. So, you know, if you're going to move away from your animal proteins or at least reduce it, you need to still incorporate a good protein with a good protein source. So it's a really good option. And I think as soon as people get over that ick factor, or, you know, if we look at ways of bringing it into the modern food system where you're not eating the insects as a visual insect, I think people can get over it and really bring it into their diet in quite an easy way, because it's a really, really good option for us to eat.
And of course, the other massive plus here is that these insects are numerous. We can breed them. We can farm them. We can farm them on an enormous scale at much less territorial size implication. We can obviously also do this in much faster and more regular ways than perhaps 3D printing will allow at this point. So clearly this is something we should be exploring anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the positive things is you don't have the risks of climate change on the insects, because you're growing them indoors in controlled environments. So you're not going to have crop losses or animals dying out with drought. So you have a lot more control over the system, which I think is going to be one of the integral parts of mitigating some of the risks of climate change going into the future.
Well, let's just talk about the consumer angle and changing consumer behavior, because I think that's where your biggest challenge is. So you said the first thing is to not have to let people see the insects. That's obviously a big part of it. But what are the other major consumer angles?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is education and exposure, because a lot of people, I think, have this fear aversion because they don't really understand how insects taste, the texture, how to use them, because they haven't been exposed to them. So I think a lot of it has got to do with exposure and education. And so we've opened up a concept store here in Woodstock in Cape Town called the Insect Experience. And we've created quite a gourmet tasting menu, all using insects in various different formats, you know, in a powdered format, in pasta. And it's really about demonstrating the versatility of insects as an ingredient and sort of demonstrating how they can taste in your everyday Western type foods. So I think education and exposure is going to change people's mindset a lot and sort of break down that aversion barrier that they have, because there is a massive lack of understanding, especially in the Western food system.
What does the stuff taste like?
It's really good. I mean, I think the important thing to understand is that, you know, all insects taste different. It's very much like, you know, a cow tastes different to chicken. And it's just about experimenting. And I think as humans, we should actually embrace this novel food source and take it more of it as an exciting culinary adventure and sort of experiment with these different insects. Because you get mealworms that taste really nutty, and then you get mopani worms that have a very, you know, savory umami type taste. And then you get some that are a little bit fishy, depending on their fat profile. So it really does differ. But, you know, if you incorporate it in the right way, they taste absolutely delicious.
How is it being taken up? I mean, you mentioned the experiment that you're doing in Woodstock at the moment. Are people, and don't give me the story that the market is want. I mean, is it really taking off?
Yeah, well, I think from our perspective, because it's still very much an experiment, we weren't expecting a big uptake from the beginning, but people have been incredibly responsive. So we have a couple of insects on the countertops for people to try, and then popcorn with like an insect flower over it. And most people come up to it and they won't try it, and then they taste the popcorn and they think, okay, well, you know, I haven't died yet. So, and then they just move straight to the whole insect, and it's actually been really incredible to see how quickly people move over just from that first little taste. And you know, we're doing surveys as we're handing out the dishes, and a lot of the surveys have been coming back saying that, you know, eating insects in this positive way has changed their perception. So it's not to say that people are going to now go home and eat insects every day. I think that's still going to be a bit of an evolution, but just that initial change, I definitely think it has had a big impact on consumers, which is, it's a start.
Well, I'm interested in your philosophy on all of this, because humans seem to think it's perfectly okay to eat an animal that's much more closely related to us, but they seem to have a problem with eating insects, for example. They go, ew, insects, but we're actually eating the bloody mammal instead. I mean, that's ridiculous, right?
It is. I think, you know, we've been indoctrinated to eat certain things and not other things. It doesn't make any sense, because if you go to some other countries, you know, things are more appropriate there than they are here. So at the end of the day, it's just about reevaluating what we're eating. And I think our relationship with food as well, because, you know, we're so used to being so detached from what we eat, which is why, you know, we don't want to eat insects, because we have this association when we see them. And we're so used to not seeing the animal, just getting this piece of steak on our plate. And I think if we had to have that relationship with the animals, I think we would eat meat very, very differently.
Yeah. Do you think that South Africans in particular, with our diet, that we're going to be slow to catch on?
Yeah, I think on the scale, definitely. There are movements going to, you know, the more vegan diets and sort of alternative flexitarian. But I think as a whole, South Africans are very conservative and very rigid in their diet. So I think it's going to take us far longer than the rest of the world to sort of adopt these changes.
Do you think that technology is going to help us get there quicker?
Yeah, I think it will, because, you know, if you I think processing helps a lot on the food tech side, and you sort of can create products that can mimic current products and make it a little bit easier for people to adopt these alternatives, be it, you know, your plant-based burgers or even insect-based products. I think that does help on sort of the food tech side, bringing it and making it more relatable to consumers. And that does accelerate the process a lot. Whether it'll work in South Africa as quickly, I don't know. But, you know, I think South Africans always surprise us with their adoption rates. So let's hope this is one of them.
Well, you've already been mentioned as one of Gates's top 10 breakthrough technologies of 2019. Apparently, you will be serving insect-based ice cream in the dome for those people who are brave enough to sample it. You encourage people to come and try?
Yes, I do. I think, you know, the only way to get over that mental barrier is to try it. And when you see that it tastes exactly like ice cream, I think, you know, you'll be less averse to trying, you know, things that you've had preconceived ideas about. And I think that's what it's about, is just being open and, you know, whether it's insects or other alternatives, I think just being open to different foods and changing your diet a little bit. And the time is now.
How difficult is it to farm these insects?
Look, it's still early days in terms of the efficiency of the technology. We're competing with animal systems which have been going for generations, and the insect industry is still relatively new. But they do farm a lot quicker. You use very little land. The insects that we're using, the black soldier fly larvae, we're harvesting them between 10 to 15 days old. So they have such a quick turnover rate, which gives them the potential to have a really, really big impact globally. But, you know, as time goes by and the research starts coming in the last year, the efficiencies and the prices have dropped tremendously. So it's a very, very promising industry going forward.
When you talk about price drops, can you give me an idea of how much of a drop that has been?
Yeah, so about a year ago, we were paying 100 rand a kilogram, and now we're paying 40 rand a kilogram. So it's a very quick drop in just a year. And, you know, as they've projected that, it can drop quite a bit. For our dairy alternative, in the next 5 years, we're looking to be quite price compatible with dairy, which is a big thing.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations, Leah. Pleasure to speak to you, and keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Thanks, Gareth.
Thank you. Leah Besser is the food scientist and owner of Gourmet Grub, who will also be present at the WEF Africa, and you can go and try some of her insect ice cream. Be brave, give it a go.
This is CliffCentral.com.